play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at the field house at Galesburg High School for Silver Street Girls Basketball. Here on WGIL, Tom Meredith flying solo tonight. Eric, it's too early for him. He's got a long drive to get here for the game, so it's an early start tonight for this one, which the good news for me, early finish as well. I like when that happens. So, 6 o'clock start here, and it's a varsity-only game as well. There was no freshman or sophomore game ahead of time, so should be a quick one here tonight. I mean, well, we don't know for sure how the game's going to go, but I'm hoping for a quick one anyway. But, it's nice, again, talking with Coach Massey, that the other girls are going to get all the playing time tonight, which is a good thing. The starters most likely will not see the floor. I did have a chance to chat with Riley Jenkins a little bit beforehand, and she's been to the doctor, seen the orthopedic doctor, and she's going to have an MRI, so she really doesn't know anything for sure yet, but it's, you know, looking doubtful that she may not play the rest of the season, and you know, that could just be precautionary as well, but we're hoping for the best for her. All right, let's send things over to PA announcer Bill Allison here at the field house at Galesburg High School.
Good evening. Welcome to the field house at Galesburg High School. At this time, we would ask you all to please rise as we honor America with the playing of the national anthem.
National anthem from Galesburg High School. Now, Bill Allison with the starting lineups for tonight's contest between the Streaks and the Orion Chargers.
Now, let's meet the starters for today's ball game. First, for the Orion Chargers, a 5'3 senior, number 11, Marley Lillibridge. A 5'10 senior, number 15, Riley Filler. A 5'7 senior, number 24, Jenna Drish. A 6-foot senior, number 31, Haley James. And a 5'11 junior, number 40, Courtney Farwell. Chargers coached by Tony Stiles, assisted by Jill Fuller and Chris Dubbs. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'5 senior, number 4, Lily Hudgens. A 5'2 junior, number 10, Grace Nelson. A 5'7 junior, number 14, Ava Morales. A 5'7 junior, number 30, Abby Enthoff. And a 5'9 junior, number 32, Abby Lingefelter. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to Bill Allison, our PA announcer here at Galesburg High School, for starting lineup. Streaks in their home white with silver numbers, silver and black trim. Orion in their road red with black numbers and white and black trim. And Orion will have the basketball to start the game, as is the tradition this year, that no jump ball. We just have the road team gets the ball. Inbounding will be Riley Filler right in front of our position here, and in it goes to Marley Littlebridge, and she'll open up Streaks in a man-to-man defense. Out high left side goes to Courtney Farwell. Holds on to it, gets down to the left block to, missed who that was. I'm trying to see the number from the far side. Jenna Drish puts it up and in. Streaks come back the other way, 2-0 Orion. Grace Nelson with it, brings it out between the circles for the Streaks, and she'll set the offense. Orion opens up in a man-to-man defense. Out high right side, it goes to Lily Hudgens. Top of the key, it's Abby Lingefelter. Left wing, Grace Nelson thought about the three, now kicks back out to Abby Endoff out between the circles, dribbles right to the right elbow, picks up, kicks back out to Grace Nelson near the center circle. She's just trying to figure out, get the offense moving. Now Ava Morales out high right side to Grace Nelson, right wing. Down on the right block, it goes to Abby Lingefelter, a little too far under, kicks it out on the left baseline. Abby Endoff missed the three, rebound Abby Lingefelter, couldn't get the put back, and the rebound comes away to Orion. But this is Filler, Riley Filler, and her pass nearly stolen away, but able to run it down was Courtney Farwell near midcourt. Now gets back to Filler down the right side. A runner is no good. Rebound comes away to Ava Morales for the Streaks. Grace Nelson down court. It goes to Abby Lingefelter running the floor, lays it up and in, and we are tied at two. Nice fast break by the Streaks. And we are tied at two. 6:33 to play here in the first quarter. Top of the key, this is Haley James for the Chargers. Right wing, it goes to Jenna Drish. Fires a three. That's no good. Rebound comes down on the weak side to James for Orion. Kicks back out near midcourt to Drish, and she'll reset the offense. Near the center circle goes to Marley Littlebridge. Now on the dribble in the center circle, working against Grace Nelson, goes left to the wing and hands off to Drish. Jenna Drish to the free throw line, kicks out to the right wing to Riley Filler. She'll kick in the paint, turn around, 10-footer up and good by Courtney Farwell off the glass from nearly straight on. Farwell puts it up and in, and it's 4-2 Orion. Right wing, Grace Nelson for the Streaks. Bounces down on the right block to Ava Morales, lost the handle on it. Kicks back out to Grace Nelson on the wing. She'll penetrate to the right elbow. Now ball gets knocked away, and the Streaks turn it over for the first time here tonight. Now this is Haley James with it. All the way down the right side of the lane, nobody cut her off. Stop, puts up the two-footer, and good. Haley James with her first basket, and Orion has a 6-2 lead with 5.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Lily Hudgens stops and fires a three right wing. Good. Lily dribbled down, stopped, set, put it up and in. Nothing but net, and it's 6-5 Orion. 5:17 to play first quarter. First three of the game for the Streaks. This is Littlebridge on the dribble. Gives way to Filler. Filler out high to James, being guarded by Abby Enthoff. Inside it goes to Farwell. Got the position spun, put it up off the glass and in. And Courtney Farwell has two baskets, and that's going to be a 30-second timeout called by Coach Massey. 4:59 to play first quarter. 8-5 is the Orion lead, so the Chargers come out ready to play tonight. Not sure what their record is. They got beat fairly handily by United Township. I believe that was on Monday. And I know they've had their struggles off and on this year, even against some of the teams of their conference, but they've come out ready to play tonight. They've definitely got some size. Farwell, 5'11". James is 6 foot. Filler is 5'10", and she plays out on the perimeter. And then Littlebridge, 5'3", out handling the ball. Drish at about 5'7". So good size, especially for a small school team. They've definitely got a lot of size on this squad. Coach Massey talking. It looks, I'm not sure if he's talking offense or defense. We'll see what the Streaks come out and do. Trailing 8-5, and they will have the basketball. And they'll bring it the length of the court. Kiara Kilgore checks in for the Streaks, and she will inbound. Comes to Grace Nelson. She'll bring it across and set up the offense. Grace to the right wing, stops, picks up. Free throw line to Kiara Kilgore. Left wing, it goes to Abby Entoff. Abby directs some traffic, now hands off to Lily Hudgens. She'll bring it back out between the circles. Goes between the legs, now dribbles right, now left, gets a pick. Stops on the left wing, top of the key to Abby Entoff. Or excuse me, Abby Lingenfelter. Now Abby Entoff has it out high right side. Stops, picks up. Pass knocked away. Kiara Kilgore runs it down left to the center circle. Now it's Grace Nelson with it. Grace penetrates to the free throw line. Right wing goes to Lily Hudgens. They close out on her. Back out near the center circle goes to Grace Nelson with 4:20 to play here in the first quarter. Abby Lingenfelter to Grace Nelson, right wing. Top of the key, Lily Hudgens. Stops, fires a three. Rolls off, no good. Rebound, Kiara Kilgore spins, puts it up. No, but she gets hammered. And Kiara Kilgore would go to the free throw line with two shots. Nice job on the offensive glass by Kiara Kilgore, the freshman for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And she will go to the free throw line with two shots. First substitution for Orion. Oh, and the under five timeout as well. So the under five mask timeout. With 4:10 to play here in the first quarter, 8-5 Streaks trail. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
We've got deals, deals, deals. Our prices are so low, we're crazy.
We're not that crazy, but you can score some crazy deals during the WGIL radio auction. Listen at home and bid by phone on items like
item number 713, four regular season tickets to the Burlington Bees. Or item number 732, boat rental at Lake Story.
The WGIL radio auction, Saturday morning, March 20th, starting at 7 on WGIL. More at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on the laser is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory. 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Congratulations to Darcy Poland of Abingdon. She was one of our winners in our virtual WGIL button. She took home $100, and thanks to everybody that signed up on WGIL.com.
4:10 to play first quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Orion Chargers 8-5. Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line. Armani Rivas in for the Streaks. 5-1 senior. First shot for Kiara is up. No good. She'll have another. Streaks have had struggles from the free throw line as of late. Last, two or three games. Second shot for the freshman is up, and that one is perfect. And make it 8-6, and Streaks will pick up with full court pressure. In for Orion is Jenny Abbott, 5'8", sophomore. Gets it inbounds to Ella Sundberg, also in. And still in the backcourt, gets it to Madeline Nightingale. Now they finally get it across, break the press. Down the right side, it's Ada Swanson, puts it up no good. Armani Rivas with a rebound for the Streaks. Armani brings it across herself, and she'll set the offense. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Abby Lingenfelter, gets loses her footing, falls. Now we've got a tie-up, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Lost her footing, able to keep hold of the ball, got tied up with Ella Sundberg, so the Streaks will have it on the right baseline, and it'll be Lily Hudgens to inbound. Max the ball, and it comes to Abby Endhoff, left baseline, fires a three, short, rebound on the weak side, off the hands of, well, it's going to say, one off of Ella Sundberg last, so the Streaks will inbound again. Once again from the right baseline, it'll be Lily Hudgens to trigger. Over the top it comes, tried to get it to Kiara Kilgore, couldn't quite get to it, Armani Rivas runs it down, now Lily Hudgens will set the offense for the Streaks. Bounces left for Kiara Kilgore. On the dribble to the right wing, it goes to Armani Rivas. Back out high, Kiara Kilgore in the center circle. Hands off to Lily Hudgens. Streaks will reset with 3:20 to play here in the first quarter, trailing 8-6. Left baseline, Armani Rivas lost the handle, got it back out to Abby Endhoff. Top of the key, stops and gets to Lily Hudgens outside right, out high right side. Back to Abby Endhoff. Now left baseline. Just on top of the three-point arc. It was, who was that? That was Armani Rivas with the long two, and we're tied at 8. Under 3 minutes to play, first quarter. Down the left side, a runner blocked by Abby Lingenfelter. It was Sundberg going up for the shot. Abby Lingenfelter blocked it, and it goes back to Orion on the left baseline, and it will be Sundberg to inbound. And it comes to Ada Swanson. Out high left side, it goes to Mary Moore. Now down, a ball knocked away by Abby Lingenfelter. Lily Hudgens comes up with it. Second turnover by Orion. Now the Streaks turn it over on the other end. And we'll bring it back the other way in the form of Mary Moore, 5'4 sophomore. Dribbles right. Hands off to Ella Sundberg. Brings it out to the top of the key. Now goes to the left baseline to Jenna Abbott. Dumps it down inside. Losing the handle was Madeline Nightingale. Kicked it back out. And a long two-pointer up and in by Mary Moore. And make it 10-8. In favor of Orion with 2:13 to play here in the first quarter. Abby Entoff out high left side. Stops, fires the long three. Too strong on it. And the rebound comes away to Ella Sundberg. Gives way to Jenny Abbott. Now down on the right block. Oh, they lost it. Threw it away. Streaks will get it back on the Orion. Turnover. Grace Nelson back in. Ava Morales in for the Streaks. They'll replace Lily Hudgens and Abby Lingenfelter. They'll both get a break with 2:01 to play in the first quarter. Grace Nelson to trigger the offense. Brings it across right side to Kiara Kilgore. Top of the key out high left side. It goes to Abby Entoff. Now it's Grace Nelson out high right side. Dribbles left. And now we'll orient in a 2-3 zone. Armani Rivas left wing to Abby Entoff. Now it's Grace Nelson on the right wing. Back to Abby Entoff out high left side. Fires a three. Bounces off a little bit short. Well, next one should be just right. She was a little bit long on the last two and just short on that one. And Orion comes away with it. Jenny Abbott hands it off. And penetrating was Mary Moore couldn't hit. And Armani Rivas comes away with a rebound. Armani on the run to the right wing to Grace Nelson out high right side. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Madeline Nightingale for Orion. Gives way to Jenny Abbott. She'll bring it across. Hands off to Ella Sundberg. Sundberg on the dribble. Cut off. Goes to the left baseline to Jenny Abbott. She'll bring it back out between the circles. Abbott on the dribble. Kicks it back out to Mary Moore. She'll fire the three. That's way short. Rebound tapped out. And Grace Nelson comes away with it for the Streaks. Grace on the run. Went to try to lay it up. Lost the handle on it. And the Streaks turn it over. As the ball went flying out of bounds, Camellia Schwartzman will come in for the Streaks. She'll replace Kara Kilgore. Also, Izzy Kirsch will check in for the first time tonight. Camellia, 5'9 senior. Izzy, a 5'6 junior for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. She'll replace Abby Entoff. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter, Streaks trail 10-8. Back in for Orion is Marley Lillibridge. She brings it down, fires the three, missed it. Rebound comes down to James, who's back in, missed it, but a foul is going to be called on whom? Let's see who it goes against. Armani Rivas picks up the foul, got her on the arm. And that is the first on Armani, first team foul. And that's going to put Haley James at the free throw line with two shots. She's got 2 points in the ballgame. 46.1 to play here in the first quarter. First free throw rolls off, no good. Streaks trail, 10-8. Again, the starters likely will not see the floor tonight. Had a different starting five tonight. Second shot is up and good for Haley James. Make it 11-8. Armani Rivas will run it up for the Streaks. Brings it across. Dribbles left. Gets to, oh, and turned it over. Threw it right into the hands of, who was that? That would have been Marley Lillibridge. But now the Streaks turn it over again as Armani did a nice job getting back defensively and bothered the shot. The rebound came down to Grace Nelson with the Streaks. Turned it over again. They've got five turnovers here tonight thus far and trail 11-8, 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Full court pressure. Long down court pass. Numbers for Orion. 2-on-1. Haley James dribbles right. Missed the shot, though, and the rebound comes down off the hands of Ava Morales, and Izzy Kirsch comes up with it for the Streaks. And they didn't call the double-dribble there. She dribbled a couple times when she brought it down. They missed that, and she got the pass off after that. Armani Rivas out high on the right side. Gives to Cavelli Schwartzman, top of the key. Now left wing to Grace Nelson. Top of the key, Armani Rivas. And she got called for the travel, so six turnovers on the Streaks. A little bit too quick on the step that time. And the Streaks now with six turnovers to their 8 points. Just 4 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It'll be Filler to inbound. And it comes to Lillibridge, brings it across, and they don't know how much time's left, and the Grace Nelson came up with a steal anyway right at the buzzer. So we have played one quarter of basketball It is Orion 11, Galesburg 8. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
The more you love someone, the more it hurts to lose them. So as much as we deal with the sadness and grief that comes with loss, we also get the privilege of seeing so much love.
Mark and Tricia Thomas of Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
One of the best parts of what we do is hearing the wonderful stories that families share with us.
And if we can take those memories and create a farewell that encompasses all the love and joy and happiness they were a part of,
then we've done our job.
Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois wraps up the regular season against Ohio State. Coverage begins Saturday at 2 p.m.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
One quarter in the books. It is Orion 11, Galesburg 8 here tonight. Non-conference contest between the Streaks and the Chargers. Streaks starting lineup tonight was Lily Hudgens, Grace Nelson, Ava Morales, Abby Endhoff, and Abby Lingefelter. And they, four of the five came out. Kiara Kilgore in right now for the Streaks in place of Ava Morales at this point. All right, Orion with the basketball to start the second quarter. This is Lillibridge with it. Got it underneath to Courtney Farwell. Nice job by Lily Hudgens to tie her up. And the ball is going to go back to the Streaks, so the fifth turnover on the Orion Chargers. Grace Nelson to trigger the offense for the Streaks. She'll bring it across. Gives to Lily Hudgens. Top of the key. Pass stolen away by Haley James. James runs down the right side, lays it up and in. Seven turnovers by the Streaks, and James with 5 points. Quickly back the other way. Left wing, Abby Endhoff a little bit short on the three-pointer. James tried to run down the rebound and lost a handle on it. It's going to go back to the Streaks on the left baseline. So the Streaks struggling with the turnovers so far tonight, and not able to get too many shots to fall. Grace Nelson to inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Lily Hudgens. Top of the key. She'll bring it back out near the center circle. Dribbles right. Gets a pick. Back to the left. And gives to Abby Endhoff out high left side. Back to Lily Hudgens. Puts it on the floor. Gives to Kara Kilgore on the left wing. Now it's Grace Nelson out high right side to Lily Hudgens. Backdoor pass to Kiara Kilgore left side up off the glass and in. Nice play by the Streaks. Very well designed. And that makes it 13-10. 7 minutes to play. Oh, my goodness. Grace Nelson hit the floor hard. She went up to try to steal a pass away on the inbound and ran into Courtney Farwell, who's a 5'11", a little much bigger than Grace, and she hit the floor hard. I don't know if she hit her head. I couldn't tell, but she went down hard. Just going up, and I mean, it was incidental contact, just that she happened to go up at the same time that Farwell did, and again, incidental contact, but she went down really, really hard, and like I said, I'm not sure if she actually hit her head on the floor, so the trainer's out there taking a look at her. 6:58 to play here in the first half. Streaks trail 13-10. So Kiara Kilgore with her first basket of the game, and Grace Nelson. Again, I couldn't, yeah, it looked like she kind of landed flat, and again, I couldn't, it was loud. It was on the far side of the floor, kind of in front of the Orion bench, and could hear it over here, but I didn't know if that was hands hitting the floor, if that was her whole body hitting the floor, the sound, or her head hitting the floor, but she definitely went down hard. And yeah, it was, no call. It's going to be Orion basketball coming out of it because Farwell was able to get the pass. So, let's see. The official's telling the team to go to the bench. And are we taking the under five timeout to just under seven now? I'm not sure. I don't think so. Well, the coaches are talking to their teams. Oh, but, Streaks are standing. Grace is leaning up and talking to the trainer and Coach Barshanger. So hopefully she'll be all right. I know she was definitely in some pain. She hit hard. Now they're helping her up. So get a hand from the small crowd here and helping her off the floor, limping a little bit too. So it's good to see that she was able to get up on her own. Nothing else. So that's going to bring, I believe, Armani Rivas back into the ballgame for the Streaks. So they'll come out with, let's see, it looks like Armani, Lily Hudgens, Abby Lingefelter, Abby Entoff, and Kiara Kilgore. So Orion basketball, they'll bring it from three-quarter court. Leading 13-10, 6:58 to play here in the first half. Streaks come out in a man-to-man defense. In it comes to Marley Lillibridge. She'll be met by Lily Hudgens at midcourt. Lillibridge dribbles left. Gets picked from Farwell. Picks up. Gives to Farwell on the pick and roll. Kicks out to Filler. Filler drives. The runner is up. Too hard off the glass. Rebound comes away to Kiara Kilgore. Ripped that one away. That's her second of the ball game and make it 6:39 to play. Kiara, top of the key with it. Gives to Armani Rivas on the left wing. Top of the key, Abby Endoff fires a three. There it is. Nothing but nets. Abby Endoff with her first basket of the ball game. Finally got the lid off of it. And we are tied at 13 with 6:20 to play here in the first half. Filler to inbound. Nope. 5 second call. So an Orion turnover. Good defense by the Streaks. Not only up on the ball, preventing all the passing lanes or closing down all the passing lanes. So it'll go back to the Streaks. And they've got a chance to take their first lead of the ball game here tonight. Lily Hudgens to inbound on the right baseline. And it comes to Armani Rivas, left baseline for three. Too strong, gets her own rebound, though. Follows in the paint, up off the glass and in. Armani Rivas, nice job. Followed, got her own rebound, put it up and in. And now we've got, is this the under five? Nope, this is a 30-second timeout by Orion. 6:13 to play here in the first half. In the Streaks with their first lead, 15-13. Great job by Armani Rivas. Missed the three, followed her shot, put it right back up and in. And she's now got 4 points in the Streaks with her first lead, 15-13 here tonight. So a 30-second timeout called by Orion head coach Tony Stiles. And the Chargers will bring it the length of the court, and the Streaks, I'm sure, will come out with full court pressure once again as they just got a 5 second call and made Orion turn the ball over last time around. It'll be Riley Filler to inbound, 5'10 senior. And it comes to Jenna Drish. Breaks the trap, now gets it across to Marley Lillibridge. Goes right, pulls up with a 17-footer. Good. Marley Lillibridge, nobody stepped out on her. She gets her first basket, and we're tied at 15. Lily Hudgens back the other way. Left wing to Abby Entoff, 17-footer up and good. Abby Entoff with two straight baskets. She's got five, and the Streaks retake the lead, 17-15. Inbound comes to Marley Lillibridge, full-court pressure, trapped, and a steal by Lily Hudgens, and she's going to be fouled from behind. You're lucky you didn't get a knee on that one because it was Jenna Drish going after the ball, and kind of they got their feet tangled, and she kind of landed on the back of the leg of Lily Hudgens, but she popped right back up. So another turnover by Orion and a steal for Lily Hudgens. And the Streaks with a chance to increase the lead. Abby Entoff to inbound on the near sideline, and it comes to Lily Hudgens right of the center circle with under 6 minutes to play here in the half. Kiara Kilgore now left wing to Armani Rivas, top of the key. Out high right side, it goes to Lily Hudgens. Looking for the back door, couldn't find it. Pass nearly stolen away. Armani has it, though, top of the key. Back to Lily, out high right side. Dribbles back out, and she'll reset out near the center circle. Now dribbles left and gives to Abby Endoff, left side. Left baseline, it goes to Kiara Kilgore outside the three-point arc. Back out high to Lily Hudgens. Now left baseline. Abby Endoff for three, and she's got another one. Three baskets in a row, three made shots in a row, two of them three-pointers for Abby Endoff. Make it 20-15, biggest lead of the game for the Streaks. Orion breaks the full court pressure. They get it down to Fuller. Couldn't hit the shot and gets her own rebound up off the glass. Can't hit. This time James gets the rebound and puts it back up and in. So Orion dominated the glass that time. But I think initially there was only one streak down the key. Or Kilgore was the only one trying to block out two players. Now pass gets knocked away and goes out of bounds down on the left baseline. It'll come back to the Streaks. Camellia Schwartzman back in. 5'9 senior, she'll give Abby Lingefelter a break. 4:48 to play here in the first half. 20-17 Streaks. Lily Hudgens to inbound from the far left baseline for the Streaks. And it comes to Kiara Kilgore down on the right block, up and in. Nice bounce pass between some defenders from Lily Hudgens to Kiara Kilgore, and she puts it up and in. She's got five, make it 22-17 Streaks. This is Farwell, 14-footer inside the paint, no good. Kiara Kilgore down with another rebound. That's three. And the Streaks bring her back the other way. Lily Hudgens with it to Armani Rivas on the right wing. Top of the key, or out between the circles to Lily Hudgens. And she'll reset, directing some traffic against the 2-3 zone. Right wing to Camellia Sportsman. Out high goes to Abby Endoff between the circles. Dribbles right. Pass gets knocked away. Lily Hudgens able to grab it before it goes into the backcourt and brings it back to the right. To the right elbow to Abby Endoff on the right wing. Bounces back to Lily Hudgens. She'll reset. Just over 4 minutes to play in the half. Streaks with a 22-17 lead. Abby Endoff to Camellia Sportsman, right wing. Now it's Lily Hudgens to Abby Endoff, right baseline. Fires a three. Short on that one. And the rebound comes out long to Marley Lillibridge. It was on target a little bit short that time. Lillibridge fakes, puts it up. Shot blocked by Lily Hudgens. And it's going to go back to the Chargers. And four new Chargers in. Izzy Kirsch back in for the Streaks. For Orion, Mary Moore back in. Haley Kovac, a 5'5 sophomore in for the first time. And now we're going to get the under five timeout with 3:45 to play in the first half. It's Galesburg 22, Orion 17. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Gah! What happened with Wentworth's collision repair? I told him you better call Dave's. Dave's Auto Body, but that repair looks like a Hollywood actor with bad Botox and a weird facelift. Dave's doesn't jink around with cheap knockoffs. They restore to factory specs, and his techs get continuing primo training. And Dave's lifetime warranty beats the boogers out of the wannabe Dave shops. Hey, kids, here comes Wentworth again.
Dave's Auto Body.
Now try not to stare.
You better call Dave.
Hey, Wentworth, are you crying?
During the radio auction, bid on number 70701, standard night stay at Holiday Inn Express and Suites.
The bidding begins Saturday morning, March 20th on WGIL.
3:45 to play first half. Streaks lead 22-17. Non-conference game between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Orion Chargers here from the field house tonight. Four games this week, and got a four-game homestand that will wrap up tomorrow night, but still just two games on the road. That's a good thing. Got Quincy at home tomorrow night, and we'll travel up to United Township in East Moline. Next Tuesday, hosting Alleman here. Friday, hosting Rock Island, and then Saturday up at Alleman, Saturday the 13th, and that'll wrap up the season. All right, Streaks back out on the floor. Camellia Sportsman, Kara Kilgore, Izzy Kirsch, Abby Endoff, and Armani Rivas. Chargers with Ella Sundberg, also Ada Swanson, Kaylee Kovac, Mary Moore, and also Jenny Abbott. Abbott inbounding for the right baseline, and the inbound pass gets knocked away by Camellia Sportsman, and this time they'll trigger further out on the right baseline. Actually, no, it's going to be on the far sideline in front of the Streak bench, and it will be Abbott to trigger once again. Abbott looking. Gets it in out between the circles to Moore. Fires a long three-pointer. Puts it up and in. Mary Moore with 5 points and his 22-20 Streaks. Right wing, Izzy Kirsch with it for the Streaks. Back to Armani Rivas out between the circles. Armani on the dribble. Dribbles right, and it's stolen away. Nice defense that time by Moore. Moore lays it up, misses the shot. Camellia Sportsman the rebound, and she gets fouled. And let's see, the foul, I believe, went against Ada Swanson. If so, that is her first. And the Streaks will bring it back the other way. Armani Rivas will trigger the offense. Armani across midcourt, right side. Stops against Camellia, Abby Endoff, left wing to Izzy Kirsch. Izzy, baseline, stops, 17-footer up, no good. Rebound on the weak side, and it's going to go out of bounds. Actually, was... Well, let's see. That was Jenny Abbott trying to save it. Stepped on the end line, and the Streaks will inbound from the right baseline. It'll be Armani Rivas to trigger. Armani looks, gets it in top of the key to Abby Endoff. Now Armani Rivas has it, and she'll set the offense. Armani on the dribble. Gets a pick from Camellia Swarthman. Goes right. Goes to the baseline. Gets pushed. Now picks it up. Looks for some help. And throws the pass over the top. He got tapped, and Izzy Kirsch comes away with it. Izzy penetrates, lost a handle on it, but Kiara Kilgore gets it. Armani Rivas, top of the key for three. Banked it in from straight on Armani Rivas. She's got seven, make it 25-20 Streaks, 2:43 to play here in the first half. We'll take that. I don't care how they go in, just so they go in, right? This is Abbott on the dribble. Hands off to Moore. Or not, rather, that's Sundberg. Now three-pointer up and no good. Izzy Kirsch runs down the rebound. Streaks bring it back the other way. Armani Rivas. Oh, nice look down on the left block. Kiara Kilgore left hand up off the glass and in. What a great look from Armani Rivas. She found Kiara wide open Kara puts it up and in, make it 27-20. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the Streaks as Abby Endhoff knocks away the inbound pass. And Orion will trigger once again. Abby Lingenfelder comes back in. She'll give Kiara Kilgore a break. 2:09 to play first half. 27-20 is the Streaks' lead. Full court pressure again from the Streaks. Abbott to inbound. And it comes to Moore. And Moore throws it. Oh, nearly threw it away. Armani couldn't quite get to it. And Madeline Nightingale was able to pick it up. Now down the left block, it's Ada Swanson on a nice feed, and she puts it up and in. That's her first basket. Make it 27-22, under 2 minutes to play. Armani Rivas, left side, it goes to Abby Endhoff for three. Bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Ada Swanson for Orion. Long downcourt pass stolen away by Abby Endhoff. Eighth turnover of the ball game by Orion. Abby Endhoff with the steal. And ball got tapped. Tried to get underneath, I think, to Camellia Schwartzman. Got tapped. It's going to go back to the Streaks. Lily Hudgens set to check back in, and she'll replace Abby Endhoff, who gets a nice hand. Abby with 8 points. Streaks lead 27-22. Lily Hudgens inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Abby Lingenfelter down on the left block. Right back to Lily. Puts it up off the glass and in. Nice job by Abby Lingenfelter. She took the pass. The defense collapsed on her. Lily jumped inbounds after making the pass and was wide open. Puts it up off the glass and in. She's got five. Now a steal by Lily Hudgens. Lily tried to get inside, and the Streaks turn it over. Quickly down court the other way. Jenny Abbott runs it out and missed the shot. Rebound Abby Lingenfelter for the Streaks. Now Armani Rivas bounces to Camellia Schwartzman on the left block and couldn't get the shot up, but she gets fouled. Ada Swanson picks it up. I believe that'll be her second. That'll put Camellia Schwartzman at the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. So Lily Hudgens with the steal moments ago. That's actually her second steal of the ball game. Camellia Schwartzman at the free throw line for the Streaks. 5'9 senior. First shot is up and rolls off no good. 1:09 to play in the first half. Ava Morales back in. She'll give Armani Rivas a breather. Substitutions for Orion as well. Riley Filler back in, as is Jenna Drish. Haley James. And Cavalier Schwartzman with her second shot. And it is good. First point for Camellia. Make it 29-22. And Megan Rowan will check in and give Camellia a breather. Megan Rohn, a 5'7 senior. Streaks pick up with full court pressure. It will be Abbott to inbound. 5'8 sophomore for the Chargers. And it comes to Riley Filler. Back it goes to Jenna Drish. Gets it across midcourt right side. Just over a minute to play. Filler, top of the key, dribbles right. Guarded by Ava Morales. Now out near the center circle. Dribbles left, picks up, gives to Haley James, top of the key. Thought about the long three-pointer, didn't fire it up. Now gives to Alice Sundberg in the paint. Shot gets blocked, but a foul's going to be called on whom? Let's see what number they indicate. Looks like Megan Rohn picks it up. That'll be her first foul. And that is the third team foul on the Streaks. And that will put Ella Sundberg at the free throw line with two shots for Orion. Sundberg, a 5'7 sophomore. First one, High Archer is short. 49.7 to play in the half. 30-22 is the Streaks' lead. Grace Nelson over. She actually has some ice on her right knee. I can see where she's sitting. So got some ice on the right knee. Second shot is up. That is no good. And the rebound comes down to Abby Lingenfelter for the Streaks. Third rebound of the game for Abby. Quickly back the other way. Izzy Kirsch for three right wing. No good. James with a rebound for the Chargers. Haley James on the dribble. Down the right side of the lane. Goes all the way. Stops and kicks it back out, though. Gives to Filler. She fires an 18-footer. No good. And coming away with a rebound was Izzy Kirsch, but the ball got stolen away. Shot missed by Abbott. And Abby Lingenfelter comes away with it for the Streaks. So the Streaks with 10 turnovers in the first half, but they lead 30-22. 10 seconds to play. Lily Hudgens gives to Megan Rohn, right wing with 8. Now it's Abby Lingenfelter, Lily Hudgens with 5. Lily to Izzy Kirsch, fires a long three, and it's partially blocked by Haley James. Falls out of bounds at the buzzer. We have played one quarter of basketball. Streaks a little more offense in that quarter. After one half of basketball, it is Galesburg 30, Orion 22. Come back with our halftime show, run down some halftime stats, talk about this one, the upcoming schedule, and more. At halftime, Galesburg with the lead, It's the Streaks 30, Orion 22. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Ellsberg High School Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Ellsberg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Having bad credit doesn't mean it's the end of the road for you in your car buying journey. There are many car buyers with bad credit who qualify for financing on both new and used through YEM's credit acceptance program. This is Brandon Kinney from YEM in Galesburg. Whether you've been through bankruptcy, foreclosure, or have late or missed payments in your credit history, YEM can help get you approved. If your credit challenges have prevented you from buying a new vehicle, stop in soon and give us a chance to help with our credit acceptance program at YEM.
I can't get these headaches to stop.
Could it be your glasses from 8 years ago? And I love you, but you are much too cute for these outdated frames.
Hey!
Just saying, Kehoe has designer frames and the best eye exam available. You're worth it.
When you go to Kehoe, you'll see better after you get the best eye exam available. You'll look better with stylish new glasses, and you'll feel better because any nasty side effects from not seeing will be gone. See, look, and feel your best.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Truck drivers, you owe it to yourself to get the most out of your driving career. If you haven't checked out what's new at Schneider lately, you're missing out. Schneider values and recognizes drivers' hard work. Pay increases up to 20% for solo and team drivers, along with other upgrades like adding 6 paid holidays, increasing truck speeds, and much more are just the beginning. Join Schneider, a company that rewards your hard work. Find your ideal driving job. Search by zip code at schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report. Brought to you by First United Methodist Church on the corner of Kellogg and Ferris in downtown Galesburg. And online at firstumcgalesburg.org. Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We're at halftime at the Fieldhouse, Galesburg High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Orion Chargers by a score of 30-22. Streaks trailed 11-8 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored Orion 22-11, doubled them up in that second quarter, and hold on to the 30-22 lead. Tom Meredith, glad to have you along tonight. Flying solo here, the Streaks and the Orion Chargers non-conference game. Eric will be back with me tomorrow night when the Streaks will play we'll be home. We'll be home tomorrow night. We got the Quincy Blue Devils here tomorrow night. Then we'll be on the road on Saturday night up at United Township High School in East Moline. So tonight, non-conference game, back for a couple of conference games tomorrow night, then Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and that will wrap up the season, believe it or not. No football practice started yesterday, and the guys were out there practicing when I got here this evening. So it's lots of activities. I had a chance to chat a little bit with Galesburg High Athletic Director Eric Matthews, and so we got, let's see, football going. We got boys and girls basketball going. We've got there's going to be track and field workouts starting. Soccer practice has started. Volleyball will be very soon as well. I think within the next week those practices will start. So, it's slightly busy. Baseball workouts going on. Won't be too long till that starts. So a pretty busy time in athletic departments at name the school here in the state of Illinois. All right, we're at halftime here. The Streaks with the lead 30-22, thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg, home of a lifetime warranty. When we're on the road, they always provide our transportation to Streaks road games. And it's great for us, and it's also great for you, everything they do. I mean, home of the lifetime warranty, that pro certified lifetime warranty. Your vehicle includes a limited powertrain, a lifetime powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, and no cost to you. You know, one of the other things I wanted to mention, and I got to pull up my information here, really cool thing, this is the place to go if you're looking for a brand new Nissan, or if it happens to be a certified pre-owned or pre-owned vehicle. Galesburg Nissan was named to have the largest market share of new vehicle sales of all 39 Nissan dealers in the state of Illinois. Why did that happen? Because people like their service there. They like the deals they get, and that's why they are able to do that. So talk to the guys out there, and they're gonna take care of you. The limited lifetime warranty, and it's just they take care of you. Bottom line, you can buy with confidence from Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Home of the lifetime warranty, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. Some halftime statistics quickly here. Streaks, pretty balanced attack. 8 points for Abby Entoff, a couple of threes and a two. Took a little bit to get the lid off the basket, but finally came off. 7 points for Kiara Kilgore, 3 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 7 for Armani Rivas, a couple of twos and a three. Let's see, 5 points for Lily Hudgens, a 3 and a 2. 2 points for Abby Lingenfelter on a basket, 1 for Camellia Schwartzman on a free throw. Streaks, 2 for 4 from the line, had 4 3-pointers in the first half. 10 turnovers in the game, though, for the Streaks. 9 for Orion, and they were led in scoring by Haley James with 7 points, 3 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Mary Moore on a 3 and a 2. 4 for Courtney Farwell on a couple of baskets. 2 apiece for Jenna Drish and Marley Lillibridge. Also Ada Swanson all on a basket each. 1 for 4 from the line for Orion, the 1 3-pointer. And again, they turned the ball over 9 times. 4 rebounds for Abby Lingenfelter in the first half. Armani Rivas, Kiara Kilgore, and Izzy Kirsch, all with 3 rebounds apiece. A couple of steals for Lily Hudgens in the first half. Take a timeout. Come back with the second half of basketball. At halftime, it is Galesburg 30, Orion 22. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe in making room for everybody. We do that in person at 120 North Kellogg Street, where we have 2 different Sunday morning services, classes for all ages, children and youth ministry every week in safe ways. We also do that at firstumcgalesburg.org with worship services and other online opportunities to connect with God and others. Whoever you are, join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or at 10:30 or anytime at firstumcgalesburg.org.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You can receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation if you bring in 5 non-perishable items for our local food pantry. Clear tonight, overnight low 25. Sunny tomorrow and Saturday, high of 48 tomorrow, low of 28 tomorrow night, and Saturday a high of 49. In downtown Galesburg, it's 37 at WGIL.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at Galesburg High School, the Fieldhouse. Tom Meredith, thanks for being with us here tonight for Silver Street Girls Basketball. Halftime, the Streaks lead the Orion Chargers 30-22. Well, here's what the schedule looks like tomorrow night. Both the boys and girls take on the Quincy Blue Devils, the girls here at the Fieldhouse, and we'll have a little bit earlier start. That game will be on 92.7 FM, the Laser. It'll be about 6:40 for the pregame and a 7 o'clock tip. The boys will be the normal time around 7:10 pregame, 7:30 tip. Saturday night, the girls on the road in East Moline to take on the United Township Panthers. The boys here at the Fieldhouse, and both those games scheduled to start same time, 7:10 pregame, 7:30 tip. Then Tuesday night, it will be, always wrong. Actually, the girls were on the road Tuesday night. I'm sorry, I think I had that wrong. The girls were on the road Tuesday night at Alleman, and the boys will be here at the Fieldhouse. Then next Friday night, the girls will be here at the Fieldhouse, boys at Rock Island. Then Saturday night to wrap up the season, the girls will host the Alleman Pioneers. The boys will play up at Don Morris Gym to wrap up the season Friday the 13th. And then the first football game, Brad and Sean and Jake will be in it coming up the following Friday the 19th as football is getting underway. So, yeah, it's all happening quickly all at the same time, but we'll be all done with basketball as of Saturday the 13th. All right, Streaks with a 30-22 lead, and it will be Orion basketball to start the second half. Streaks come out with Armani Rivas, Lily Hudgens, Abby Entoff, Kiara Kilgore, and Abby Lingefelter. Grace Nelson went down, collided in the air, went down hard. She's across the floor on the bench, got ice on her right knee. So we hope everything will be okay with Grace. So now you got your starting point guard and your backup point guard both with injuries right now. That's not good to see. And Riley not even dressed tonight, and we don't know if she's going to be able to play the rest of the season. All right, Orion with a basketball to start the second half. This is Marley Lillibridge. Gives out high left side to Courtney Farwell. Out high right side, it goes to Haley James. James looks over the defense. Guarded by Abby Lingefelter, right wing. It goes to Marley Lillibridge. Long three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes out long, and running it down is Armani Rivas. Armani down the right side, lays it up, can't hit. And the rebound comes away to Marley Lillibridge. Nice take by Armani, just couldn't get it to fall. Lillibridge across midcourt, now between the circles, working against Lily Hudgens. Dribbles right, stops on the right wing. Looks for help now, and finally gets it in the paint to James. James turn, lost a handle. I think it got knocked away by Kiara Kilgore, and it was Courtney Farwell went to the floor going after it, and I think she got called for the travel. I think she kind of rolled or moved on the floor when she got a hold of the ball. So turnover by Orion, their 10th of the ball game, first in the second half. 7:14 to play, third quarter. Streaks with a 30-22 lead. Kiara Kilgore down the left side of the lane, split the defenders, and lays it up and in. What a nice move by Kiara. She looked wide open in the left corner was, I think it was Abby Entoff, but Kiara saw the opening there, puts it up in. Now Armani Rivas is steal. Off the trap, gets it inside to Abby Lingefelter. Can't hit, but she's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. The foul went against, I believe, it was Riley Filler. And the steal by Armani Rivas. Now Abby Lingefelter's first free throw is up and good. She's got 3 points on the night. Nice defense by the Streaks. And now with her biggest lead, 33-22. Second shot for Abby is up and short. Rebound comes out long. Armani Rivas, who else? Armani hustles to get the offensive rebound. She got 5 rebounds in the game. Kicks out to Lily Hudgens. Ball gets knocked into the backcourt. Oh, they're going to call it over and back. Coach Massey's arguing that the ball got knocked away. That's what I thought. I'm thinking maybe he's saying after it got knocked away that Lily may have touched it before it went into the backcourt. I'm guessing that's what he's saying. So that's the Streaks' 11th turnover. That's the first in the second half. 33-22 Streaks lead, 6:45 to play here in the third quarter. Lillibridge goes left wing to Filler. Back to Lillibridge. Three-pointer out high left side is short. But Lily Hudgens got there a little late, jumped out at her, and got her with the body. That's going to put Lillibridge at the free throw line with 3 shots. That is the first foul on Lily Hudgens. And Marley Lillibridge, 5'3 senior, goes to the free throw line. 3 shots for Orion, hits the first. We have not seen a lot of that this year. I'm thinking we had maybe one that got called, that we've gotten 3 free throws. Well, I know we had one called here against Moline that didn't get called when Lauren Livingston went up and they hit to fire one at the end of the, I don't know if it was the end of the half or the end of the third quarter, and they didn't call it. But second shot good. Third one for Lillibridge up and is good. So she goes up and hits 3 in a row. She's got 5, make it 33-25 Streaks. Lily Hudgens across midcourt, right side. Kiara Kilgore, top of the key, left wing, Abby Entoff. Abby puts on the floor, picks up, gives to Lily Hudgens between the circles. Lily on the dribble out high and gives to Abby Entoff out high left side. Left baseline, Armani Rivas. She'll penetrate, got between or around the defender, but a block's going to be called on. Well, let's see. That goes against Haley James. And that is the second team foul on Orion here in the second half. Inbounding left baseline. Lily Hudgens, Abby Hendoff for 3. Left corner is too long, and rebound run down by Lillibridge, right side. Runs it down, lays it up off the glass, rolls out no good. James with the rebound, puts it up and good. Haley James with 9 in the game, and make it 33-27. Streaks with a lead. Kiara Kilgore out of the key, left wing. It goes to Abby Hendoff. Now Armani Rivas in the left corner. Armani on the dribble to Lily Hudgens. Now it's Abby Endoff on the left wing. Abby dribbles baseline, stops, fakes, kicks it back out, and the pass stolen away by Drish. Drish takes it, lays it up and in, and now it's 33-29. Jenna Drish with her second basket. Quickly back the other way. Abby Enthoff, left wing. 18-footer is up and good on the feed from Lily Hudgens. So Abby Enthoff gets it back. She's got 10. Make it 35-29. Lillibridge down court. It goes to Farwell. Nice dish to James running the floor left side. She lays it up and in. Haley James now with 11. And it's 35-31 streaks. And Coach Massey calls a timeout. And a little surprising, but Coach Massey decided he's going to put a couple of the regulars in the ball game as Audrey Peck and Lauren Livingston are going to check in, at least give a breather. Well, I mean, the streaks are a little bit even more shorthanded now with Grace Nelson down. So Lauren Livingston and Audrey Peck will see a little bit of playing time. And, well, the streaks are definitely outsized here tonight with Haley James at 6 foot, Courtney Farwell at 5'11", Riley Filler at 5'10", so Coach going to get a little more size in there with Audrey Peck. She'll come out with Lauren Livingston, Lily Hudgens, Armani Rivas, and Kiara Kilgore. 5:21 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 35-31 lead. Lauren Livingston will inbound from just in front of us here near midcourt. I know Coach didn't want to have to use any of the regulars, but... this is getting a little bit too close for comfort here. So Lauren triggers. It'll be Lily Hudgens to set the offense. Lauren Livingston, left wing, and threw it away. She went to throw the pass to Audrey Peck. Audrey turned the other way. I think she thought the pass was going to Lily, so the streaks turned it over right away, and that's 12 in the ball game, and it goes back to the Chargers. Inbound to Mary Moore, who's in for the Chargers. Dribbles left, gets a pick from James, picks up, little pick and roll to James, going down the left side of the lane. She lays it up and in, 6 in the quarter, 13 for the game, and now Coach Massey calls another timeout. And let's see, he's bringing Abby Lingefelter in. It's just it is a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:01 to play here in the third quarter, Galesburg 35. Orion 33, you're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting Silver Street basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Out of the timeout, Abby Lingefelter in the paint on the feed from Lauren Livingston. Puts it up and in, 37-33 streaks. Three-pointer, right wing is an air ball. Rebound comes away to Lauren Livingston. Quickly down the court it goes to Armani Rivas. To Lauren Livingston on the left wing, goes baseline, stops, fires the 18-footer. That's off the mark. Rebound, Armani Rivas has another one. And, she's going to get a call for the travel. I thought they were going to call the tie-up because she tried to tuck the ball away and shuffle the feet with it. So the streak turned it over for the 13th time. Armani Rivas, though, with another rebound. She's got 6 in the ball game, and now we have the under 5 timeout. So we'll go ahead and take that one. The last timeout was with 5:01. Apparently, technically got to be under 5 to take the under 5 timeout. So this is a full timeout. We'll take one as well. It's Galesburg 37, Orion 33, 4:25 to play in the third. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you have your crash repaired at Dave's Auto Body, you may qualify for Detail for Life. We will detail your car for free 4 times per year for as long as you own your car. So if you would like us to help take the sting out of an accident,
you better call Dave's.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Employers say it's hard to find good people.
People looking for work say it's hard to find a good job.
Find both at galesburg.info.
This local resource is the perfect place for local employers to post open positions and local candidates to find good work. galesburg.info. Keyword jobs.
Exactly.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
4:25 to play third quarter. Streaks lead the Orion Chargers 37-33. They bring out Armani Rivas, Lauren Livingston, Lily Hudgens, Tara Kilgore, and Abby Lingefelter. Orion will bring the length of the court. Streaks don't pick up with full court pressure this time. This is Marley Lillibridge back in. Goes to the right. Gives to Jenny Abbott. Top of the key, it goes to Jenna Drish. Now left wing, this is Mary Moore. Moore dribbles right down the right side lane. Runner up off the glass, no good. Rebound Kiara Kilgore for the Streaks. Her fourth of the ball game. Gives way to Lily Hudgens. Lily across midcourt right side to Kiara Kilgore. Left baseline, Lauren Livingston for three. Too strong. Rebound is going to go off of Drish last. It'll go back to the Streaks. And it'll be Lily Hudgens to inbound. She'll in it, put it in play from the right baseline. And it comes to Abby Lingefelter, wide open, left hand up off the glass and in. She's got seven in the ballgame, make it 39-33 Streaks. This is Moore with it, right side. Top of the key goes to Abbott. Abbott stops, fires a three, no good. Rebound comes out long, and Abby Lingefelter couldn't quite reel it in, and coming away with it was Marley Lillibridge. Now her pass over the top is going to go back to the Streaks. Try to get it down in the corner to Mary Moore, overthrew her. And 13 turnovers by the Chargers. Abby Entoff back into the ball game for the Streaks. She will give Armani Rivas a break. 3:26 to play in the third. Streaks with a 39-33 lead. Lily Hudgens will set the offense for the Streaks. Brings it across in the center circle. Picks up, gets to Lauren Livingston, high left side to Kiara Kilgore in the left corner. Bounces out to Lily Hudgens. Now back to Lauren Livingston, left corner for three. Missed that one. Rebound weak side, Abby Entoff. Lost the handle on it. It came out. Somehow she got inside to Kiara Kilgore and Kiara got tied up. And it's going to go back to the Streaks. 3:05 to play in the quarter, 39-33, fifth rebound of the game by Abby Lingefelter. So Lily Hudgens to inbound. And it comes to, pass got stolen away a little bit short. It was Lillibridge coming away with the steal. 14 turnovers in the game for the Streaks, under 3 minutes to play in the quarter. Lillibridge over the top, pass inside, and kick back out. Right wing, this is Drish for three, missed it. Lauren Livingston with a rebound. Lauren on the run across midcourt, right of the center circle. Nice look underneath. Abby Endhoff puts it up in a nice no-look pass from Lauren Livingston to Abby Lingefelter. She lays it up and in and make it 41-33, back to an 8-point lead for the Streaks with 2:35 to play in the quarter. Madeline Nightingale, 5'9 sophomore in for Orion. This is Marley Lillibridge with it. Out high left side, gets a pick from Ada Swanson. Now the ball got tapped away by Lily Hudgens. Streaks come up with it. And then we're going to have a foul on the Chargers. Somebody reached in. I think it was Swanson. And if so, I've got her for three, and that's the third team foul on Orion here in the second half. 2:18 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 41-33. Lauren Livingston left corner with it. Skips it over to Lily Hudgens. Now right wing. It goes to Abby Endhoff for three. That's short. Rebound comes out long to Lillibridge for Orion. Marley Lillibridge brings it across. Met by Lily Hudgens. 2:01 to play in the quarter. Dribbles right, stops, picks up, looks for some help now. And Coach Tony Stiles calls a timeout. And this one is going to be a full timeout. And let's see. Can I take a timeout now? Do we have one for me? Oh, I'll go ahead and take one then. Streaks trail, or Streaks lead 41-33, 1:55 to play here in the third. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Homeownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Goes, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
We'd like to thank everybody that participated and played for $100 on our virtual WGIL button. And congratulations to one of our latest winners, Elsie Morse of Galesburg was a winner. 1:55 to play third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Orion Chargers 41-33. Orion with the basketball on the near sideline. Jenna Drisch to inbound. And it comes to Marley Lillibridge. She'll set the offense. Dribbles left. Picks up on the wing, looking for help now. Swings it over, and ball gets away. Drisch able to run it down. Out near midcourt, gets it back to Lillibridge in the center circle. Lillibridge. Yep, travel with it. She went to make a move, and she accidentally picked it up and took a step. She kind of giggled about that one afterwards because she thought she was going to be able to make a pass. But wholesale substitutions for the Chargers with 1:39 to play in the quarter. Streaks leading 41-33. Kara Kilgore to inbound. From the near sideline, Lily Hudgens will bring it across. Now Kiara Kilgore with it. Back to Lily Hudgens out high right side. Right wing it goes to Abby Endoff. Fires a high arcing three. Good! That is her third of the ball game. She's got 13, make it 44-33 streaks. Haley James, top of the key, working against Abby Lingefelter. Dribbles right, picks up, gives to Courtney Farwell. Now the right corner goes to Filler. Riley Filler brings it out between the circles. Now gives way to Haley James. James on the dribble. Picks up and gives out high left side to Jenny Abbott. Abbott, top of the key, down the right side of the lane. Bounces for Filler on the right wing. Back to Abbott, down on the block, double teamed. Tried to bounce it over to James, and Abby Lingefelter got in there and knocked it away, so the Chargers will have it on the left baseline. Good defense by the Streaks. Amelia Sportsman up. She'll check back in for Galesburg, and she will replace Abby Lingefelter. Give her a break with 57.3 to play here in the third quarter, and the Streaks with an 11-point lead, 44-33. James inbound left baseline, and it comes to Filler, and the pass stolen away by Lauren Livingston. So Lauren Livingston with a steal. Turnover. Now goes to Kiara Kilgore down the left block. Kicks out to Abby Endoff. Right wing for three. Missed that one. Kiara Kilgore with a rebound. Hands off to Lauren Livingston. Back to Kiara down the left block. Gets hammered as she tries to put the shot up. This foul's going to go against Farwell. That's going to put Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line with two shots. Kiara with nine in the game. And a chance to hit double figures with one of these free throws. 38.4 to play here in the quarter. First one is up short. And she'll get another. The freshman, second shot is up. That one is good. She's got 10 in the ball game. Make it 45-33, 38.4 to play in the quarter. This is Filler, Riley Filler across midcourt to Haley James out between the circles. James holds on, looks and gets it to Filler on the right wing, fires a three-pointer. Good. Riley Filler with a long three. That's her first basket of the ball game. And make it 45-36. Lily Hudgens, Kiara Kilgore, left baseline to Lauren Livingston, pulls up with a 10-footer, missed it. Rebound comes down to Filler for Orion. 8 seconds to play to Abbott. Abbott on the right wing, stops, fires a three. That's long. Rebound comes away to Abby Antoff, and she gets knocked to the floor by Haley James. Haley was trying to step up toward her, and got her with the hip with 2.7 seconds to play. That's her second foul. And the rebound went to Abby Entoff. Streaks will have to bring it to the length of the court with 2.7 to play. Orion will pick up with full court pressure. And it comes to Lauren Livingston on the dribble. She'll throw it from the free throw line. Other end can't get it there, but Streaks in control with 8 minutes to play. After three, Galesburg 45, Orion 36. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Start your Saturday with Galesburg Live.
I'm Eric Hansen, and I'll be your host this week for Galesburg Live. At 8:15 Saturday, I'll be joined by Leanne Porter, founder and executive director at Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank in Galesburg. It really is going to be March Madness at Loving Bottoms soon, as next week they will proudly distribute their 1 millionth diaper. It sure is a lot of big hearts in the area. We'll talk to Leanne about it Saturday.
Galesburg Live, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
You can hand your favorite local charity $100 when you nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Grace Lutheran Church in Galesburg, who just received $100. Make your nomination at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois wraps up the regular season against Ohio State. Coverage begins Saturday at 2 p.m.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
8 minutes to play. The Fieldhouse, Galesburg High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Orient Chargers 45-36. And Orient will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Streaks come out with Lily Hudgens, Kiara Kilgore, Lauren Livingston, Audrey Peck, and Lily Hudgens. It'll be Jenny Abbott to inbound here at midcourt. In the backcourt, it goes to Riley Filler. She'll set the offense. 5'10". Guard for Orient. Dribbles left, stops, fires a three-pointer. Missed that one, banked it. The rebound comes down to Audrey Peck for the Streaks. Outlet to Lily Hudgens. Now Lauren Livingston, top of the key. Gives down in the corner to Abby Endhoff. Back to Lily Hudgens. Now Lauren Livingston out high left side. Now back to Lily Hudgens between the circles. Right wing, Abby Endhoff. Now it's Lily Hudgens out near the center circle. Kara Kilgore gives to Lauren Livingston. Long three left wing. Too strong. Rebound comes out long to Abbott for Orion. Jenny Abbott brings it across. Left wing it goes to, we got a new player in the game. That is Katie Christensen, 5'7 freshman. Misses the shot. Kiara Kilgore with a rebound for the Streaks. That's five in the game for Kiara. Oh, nice pass. Lily Hudgens to Lauren Livingston down on the left block. Got hammered. No call. Missed the shot. Rebound comes away to James. And now knocked away from behind by Audrey Peck. And the Streaks come up with it. Lily Hudgens out high on the right side. Good job by Audrey Peck on the defense. Now Kiara Kilgore out high left side. Bounces at the free throw line. Audrey Peck now left wing. Goes to Lauren Livingston down on the left block. Audrey Peck now mid post. Ooh, tried to get it underneath to Kiara Kilgore. Got stolen away though. And now... it was, who was that to travel with it? That was Christensen, didn't get called that way. And the Streaks have turned it over 15 times in the game. And the ball is going to go, well, not, they exchanged turnovers because now Orion lost it on the other end, so it'll go back to the Streaks. With 6:38 to play, 45-36 Streaks lead. Nobody has scored yet here in the fourth quarter. Kiara Kilgore out high on the left side. Puts it on the floor, bounces for Audrey Peck. Right wing it goes to Lily Hudgens. Top of the key, Abby Endhoff fires a three, bounces off short. Rebound comes down to Orion's Mary Moore. 6:17 to play. Back in also is Marley Lillibridge. She'll bring it across. Goes left and hands off to Jenny Abbott. Back to the top of the key, inside pass knocked away by Audrey Peck. Nice job defensively by Audrey. Couple of times in a row. Kiara Kilgore, nice look underneath, tried to get it to Audrey, got tapped. Oh, they're going to say Audrey stepped on the inline. It got tapped, and she went after it and stepped on the inline when she tried to grab it. Armani Rivas will come in. She'll give Abby Endhoff a break. So the Streaks turn it over with 5:59 to play. Still nobody has scored in the fourth quarter. Streaks outscored Orion 15-14 in the third quarter. This is Lillibridge, brings it across midcourt, dribbles left to the left elbow. Now hands off to Mary Moore. Moore gives right wing to Jenny Abbott. Now mid-post goes to Courtney Farwell, turns around, can't hit the shot. Armani Rivas with another rebound for the Streaks. Seven in the ballgame. She picks up on the right wing, kicks out to Lily Hudgens, out high on the right side, out near mid-court, right of the center circle now. 5.5 minutes to play. Lily stops, fires a three right wing, no good. Armani Rivas with another rebound. Back to Lily between the circles with 5:22 to play. Well, nobody's been able to get the lid off the basket here in the fourth quarter yet. Audrey Peck, top of the key, Kiara Kilgore. Now Lily Hudgens out high left side. Nice backdoor pack. Audrey pass. Audrey Peck left side. Lays it up and in, and she's fouled. First basket for Audrey, and she'll have a chance at the traditional three-point play. Foul one against Mary Moore. Back in, Abby Lingenfelter. She'll give Kiara Kilgore a rest. 5:12 to play, 47-36 is the Streaks' lead. Audrey Peck at the free throw line for the Streaks. Trying to comp- Vert the three-point play and does. They get 48-36. This is Jenny Abbott across midcourt. Stops, top of the key, fires a three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound, Laura Livingston comes away with it. Brings it down. Nice dish to Audrey Peck running the floor. Right side, lays it up and in. Two quick baskets by Audrey. Nice no-look pass from Lauren and make it 50-36 streaks. Trying to pull away. Moore, right wing. Penetrates, runner off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Farwell, and she's able to get it back up off the glass and in. So Courtney Farwell with her second basket. Had two in the first quarter. That's the first time she's scored since. 32nd timeout called by Orient head coach Tony Stiles. 4:39 to play in the ballgame. Back to a 12-point lead for the Streaks, 50-38. So a 30-second. Oh, no, you know what? Now that he called the 30, but they're going to give him the under five timeout, the TV timeout, the mass timeout, whatever it is, but we'll take a timeout as well. 4:39 to play. It's Galesburg 50 and Orion 38. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
During the radio auction, bid on number 725, a set of four car truck tires from Galesburg Nissan.
The bidding begins Saturday morning, March 20th on WGIL.
4:39 to play. Fieldhouse, Galesburg High School. Tom Eric, thanks for being with us tonight. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Orient Chargers 50-38. And it will be Streaks basketball when we resume play. They come out with Camellia Schwartzman, Izzy Kirsch, Audrey Peck, Lily Hudgens, and Lauren Livingston. Lily Hudgens will trigger the offense for the Streaks, brings it across left to the center circle. Lily on the dribble. Working against Riley Filler. Gets to Lauren Livingston out high left side. Now Camellia Schwartzman top of the key. Right wing to Lily Hudgens. Lily looks over the defense. Audrey Peck now top of the key. Audrey hands off to Lily and she'll reset the offense. Goes to Audrey Peck out high left side. Looking for some help and overthrew Camellia Schwartzman. Izzy Kirsch able to run it down on the sideline. Now Camellia Schwartzman with it. Dribbles left and gets to Lauren Livingston out between the circles on the volleyball spike line with 4:02 to play. Lauren dribbles right, and we're going to have a foul called on the ball. And who's it going to go against? Looks like it's going to be Madeline Nightingale that gets the call. And that's going to put Orient over the limit. That's going to put Lauren Livingston at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus with 3:59 to play in the ball game. First shot is up and good. She will get the bonus. They get 51-38 streaks. Lauren, second shot away, and that one is good as well. It'll be Riley Filder to bring it up. 5'10 senior for Orion. Met by Izzy Kirsch. Brings it across. Dribbles left. Steps back. Fires from on top of the three-point arc. Can't hit the shot. Rebound goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up as... Let's see, Izzy Kirsch dove in there for it, and also it was Ella Sundberg, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. 3:44 to play now, 52-38 is the Galesburg lead. Lily Hudgens will set the offense. Gets it out to the left wing, Camellia Schwartzman, now Audrey Peck on high left side, Lily Hudgens top of the key. Left wing to Lauren Livingston, gets a pick from Audrey Peck, stops. Pick and roll and try to get it back to her. Pass got knocked away. Lily Hudgens comes away with it. Ball gets knocked in the backcourt by Haley James, and Lily Hudgens able to run it down. 3:20 to play in the ball game. Lily on the dribble, dribbles right, gets picked from Camellia Schwartzman, stops on the wing, gets to Audrey Peck between the circles. Try to go over the top to Camellia, but it ended up going off the rim, and with a rebound was Lily Hudgens. I will count that as a rebound because it hit the rim. Gets to Camellia Schwartzman, right wing. And she's looking for help. puts it on the floor, and Coach Massey calls the timeout to help get her out of trouble. It's a full timeout with 2:54 to play. We'll keep it right here. Streaks with the lead, 52-38, 2:54 to play. Of course, back to Western Big Six Conference action again tomorrow night as the girls will play host to the Quincy Blue Devils here at the Field House. And the boys will make that long trip down to Quincy to play on the road tomorrow night, and that game will be here on WGIL, the girls' game on 92.7 FM, the Laser. Saturday night, we'll flip-flop. Girls will be on the road. We'll travel up to East Moline to take on the United Township Panthers and the boys. And that game, as far as I know, it's going to be in the boys' gym. They don't really play in the girls' gym. They decided to play in the boys' gym this season, just like we did at Rock Island. So we'll be up there tomorrow night. I'll be there along with Eric Gibson. And, Saturday night, and the boys will be here against United Township on Saturday night. And again, tomorrow night's girls game will be a little bit earlier start. Quincy not fielding a freshman girls team, so they chose to start the games a little bit earlier because of the long road trip. And so it'll be a 6:40 pregame and a 7 o'clock start game start tomorrow night on the Laser. All right, just under 3 minutes to play. Streaks lead 52-38 out of the timeout with the basketball. It's Ava Morales back in. She inbounds to Lauren Livingston out near midcourt on the right side. Now it's Izzy Kirsch, right wing. Puts it on the floor. Penetrates. The runner is up. Bounces off. No good. Camellia Schwartz with the rebound. Puts it up. Can't hit, but she's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. Good job on the offensive glass by Camellia Schwartzman. Her second rebound. And she'll go back to the free throw line with two shots. She had one of two in the second quarter. 2:43 to play. 52-38 is the Streaks' lead. First one is way in and out, no good. Megan Rome will check back in, and she's going to spell Audrey Peck. So Megan Rome in for the Streaks, 5'7 senior. Camellia Schwartzman at the free throw line. Second shot is away, and that one is good. So Camellia 2-for-4 from the line, 2 points, 52-38. The Streaks lead, 2:43 to play. Riley Filler back in. She'll bring it up for the Chargers. Met by Lauren Livingston. Crosses over, gets a pick from Ada Swanson. Now picks up, tried to pick and roll, got it over the top. Swanson gets it, puts it up and in. Nice pass. She's able to get that over the top. I didn't think it was going to make it look like. I think Camellia Schwartzman may have gotten a fingertip on the ball. Tapped it, but Swanson able to come away with it, put it up and in with 2.5 to play. And Coach Tony Stiles calls the timeout. So 2.5 to play. Streaks with a 55-40 lead over the Orion Chargers. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan. 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide transportation when we hit the road for road games. The boys will be driving one of their nice vehicles tomorrow night. We'll be in one on Saturday night. And, the great thing, it's peace of mind when you buy a car from Galesburg Nissan. We're talking about their pro-certified limited lifetime warranty, 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, coverage for 7 years or 100,000 miles on the odometer, whichever comes first from your vehicle's original in-service, emergency roadside assistance for the duration of the limited warranty. They do 167-point certified pre-owned vehicle inspection. You get a Carfax vehicle history report so you know everything that's gone on with that vehicle, special APR financing available for well-qualified buyers. And then there's also an optional 7-year, 100,000-mile or 8-year, 120,000-mile security plus extended protection plan available. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Full court pressure from Orion. Lauren Livingston gets it in to Kamali Schwartzman. Right back to Lauren. Lauren on the dribble of the backcourt. And she'll dribble out of trouble, gets it across right of the center circle. Lauren Livingston down the right side, tried to get it inside to Camellia Schwartzman, got knocked away. Streaks will have it back on the right baseline. With 2:19 to play and a 15-point lead, 55-40. Lauren will inbound from the right baseline. Slaps the ball, looking. Finally gets it in to Izzy Kirsch on the right wing. Izzy picks up, bounces for Lauren Livingston on the right wing. She'll bring it back out and set for the Streaks. Lauren Livingston dribbles right, gets picked from Camellia Schwartzman, steps back, picks up, gives to Megan Rohn. Try to go high-low underneath Camellia Schwartzman. It's stolen away, though. Streaks turn it over with 2:03 to play. Down the right side, Haley James runs it down, lays it up and in for Orion. She's got 15 and make it 53-42. Actually, we just cut us back to 53. They had us 55. Now we're back to 53, so I'm not sure what's correct. Now the Streaks turn it over again. Coming away with it was Marley Lillibridge. She'll stop and fire a wide open three. Missed it. Lauren Livingston with a rebound on the weak side for Galesburg. So it's an 11-point lead for the Streaks. Wasn't 15. We had 53 instead of 55. 1:32 to play. Lauren Livingston holds on between the circles. Now gets to Camellia Schwartzman on high left side. Bounces to Megan Rohn out high on the right side. Right wing Lauren Livingston to Camellia Schwartzman going down the right side lane. Lost the handle, but it goes off Haley James. And the Streaks will get it back with 1:23 to play, leading 53-42. Lauren Livingston to inbound. And it comes to Izzy Kirsch, left wing, fires a three, short, right on the mark, but short, and the rebound comes out long to Jenny Abbott. Down court it goes to Lillibridge, Marley Lillibridge, bounces down the left side, nearly steal by Megan Rohn. Oh, good job by Megan, she knocked it away, and the ball ended up going off of, I'm not sure who that was, that was maybe Mary Moore down there, and the Streaks will get it back and bring it the length of the court with 1:12 to play. And it will be Lauren Livingston inbound, and it comes to Ava Morales. Back to Lauren. And they'll clear things out for her. Lauren brings it across, left to the center circle. 1:04 to play. Lauren on the wing now. Picks up, bounces to Megan Rohn down on the left block, up off the glass. No. Rebound comes away to Lillibridge for Orion. 54 seconds to play. Lillibridge will bring it across for the Chargers with 50. Dribbles left and a steal by Lauren Livingston. Lauren down the right side all alone, lays it up and nearly missed it. Started to bounce off, but it falls through. And make it 55-42 now with 33 seconds to play. Quickly back the other way. Abbott down the right side. Runner off the glass. No good. James with a rebound. Puts it up. No. Gets her own rebound again. Puts it up. And that one fell through. Haley James puts it up and in. 22 seconds to play. Lauren Livingston in the backcourt. She'll bring it across. 3-on-2 break. Lauren gives to Megan Rohn. Left baseline. 10-footer up, no good. Lauren Livingston with a rebound. Kicks it out to Izzy Kirsch. Runner is no good. And James has a rebound go off her hand. And we'll bring it back, or the Streaks will have it under their own basket. Back in for Orion is Katie Christensen, 5'7 freshman. She gives Marley Lillibridge a break. 8.2 seconds to play. It'll be Lauren Livingston to inbound. And it comes to Izzy Kirsten is going to go into the backcourt. Oh, they didn't call a turnover. She touched it in the front court, but Streaks have it. 4 seconds to play. Izzy Kirsch tried to bounce for Camellia Schwartzman. Got kicked away with 1.6 to play. Streaks will inbound from the right baseline with a 55-44 lead, so the Streaks will pick up the win. And it comes to Megan Rohn. Puts it up. Got blocked. And the game comes to an end. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with a win here tonight. Final score, Galesburg 55, Orion 44. Good contest from the Chargers, though. They gave the Streaks a battle, that's for sure. I don't know, Coach Massey having a discussion with one of the officials about something. I'm not sure exactly what, but I had a question about something. It's not an argument. He was just asking about something that happened at some point. So the Streaks with a win here tonight, 55-44 is the final score. That puts the Streaks at 10-3 on the year. Come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll run down our post-game stats. Name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score, Galesburg 55, Orion 44. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg. Celebrating life's legacy. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We've got deals, deals, deals. Our prices are so low, we're crazy.
We're not that crazy, but you can score some crazy deals during the WGIL radio auction. Listen at home and bid by phone on items like
item number 721, 3 weed and feed lawn applications from Spring Green. Or item number 812,
pressure washing service from Raps Power Wash.
The WGIL radio auction, Saturday morning, March 20th, starting at 7 on WGIL. More at WGIL.com.
Over.
Aren't the walkie-talkies a bit much? Hello?
You didn't say over.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. We want you to know that Bates Collision Center is still here and ready to help if you need us.
And for now, we're offering no contact estimates as well as free vehicle pickup and delivery.
We're doing everything we can to keep you protected and our team at Bates safely working to provide a factory perfect repair guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You can receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation if you bring in 5 non-perishable items for our local food pantry. Clear tonight, overnight low 25. Sunny tomorrow and Saturday, high of 48 tomorrow. Low of 28 tomorrow night and Saturday, a high of 49. In downtown Galesburg, it's 37 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with his Silver Streaks postgame show. Brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, celebrating life's legacy. Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Back here at the Fieldhouse, Galesburg High School, the Galesburg Silver Streaks with a win tonight over the Orion Chargers. 55-44 is the final score, and Streaks head coach Evan Massey joins us here tonight. And, Coach, that was a team that they came in, and they were going to battle you to the end, and they did.
They did, yeah, and they, you know, that I think what happened is, you know, some of our kids that don't play as regularly, that it just you know, kind of a first game experience was tough, and we just had trouble scoring points, really.
And they were, for a small school, they had a lot of size out there.
Oh, boy, they sure did.
My goodness.
And, you know, and it was, we struggled as far as defending inside with them.
Yeah, I know they had the James girl listed at, I think, 6 foot, and I'm guessing she was taller than that because she kind of towered over everybody we had out there on the floor, even Audrey when she went out there.
Yeah, and you know, and then they had the one kid that was a good shooter and stuff, but it just, you know, like early on, especially in the game, you know, we I think we, you know, we didn't have a good intensity level with it and went there, and then you know, had hoped not to play some of the kids, but really felt needed to kind of get a little burst and stuff. So, because there were still some players that we hadn't gotten as many minutes, and we wanted to get them in.
Well, you come out with the win here tonight. Unfortunately, you have your point guard who started the other night going after a loose ball, and it was incidental contact, but ran into a much bigger player and went down hard, and that was Grace Nelson. I thought she had hit her head, but we see her over there on the bench and had ice on that right knee.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's lower leg
issues
with things.
Yes.
So we'll, you know, just have to see. And you know, to begin with, you know, Lily's kind of been banged up a little bit and stuff. So she's the other point guard. So, you know, I guess, you know, at that point we'll just have to see.
Yeah, and, you know, you end up, you know, because Lauren is a good ball handler, but, you know, she's your shooting guard. She's a three, and she'll go inside sometimes too. So, that would be a tough transition for her. But, you know, as your offense works, that you know, kind of messes up rotations and everything if you have to do that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, but can figure that out.
Tomorrow night, the Quincy Blue Devils, you know, you're going to have another battle. They, you know, interesting, their big girl. It's just interesting the way she gets things done inside. And she, you know, I don't remember what she had against us last time. She had a really good game and battled us. But we know they're going to come out and pressure your guards for sure.
Right. They, with the Wilson, you know, actually, you know, looking at their stats and stuff, what's happened is over the last, since we've last played them, that her scoring average has gone up 4 or 5 points per game, which means she's been scoring probably 7 or 8 more points per game with it. But it's so it definitely we'll have to figure out how to defend her.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. It was good to see the girls get some playing time. And we saw some good things. I mean, it took a little while. Abby Endoff got the lid off and hit, I think she had, what, 3 threes, and she was in double figures. And Abby Lingefelter did a nice job, got some scoring inside for you as well. Marty Rivas came in and hustled, got some rebounds and did some good things for you as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, a positive that's what we wanted this game was to get some of those kids a chance to play.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Okay, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Streaks win it here tonight. 55-44 was the final score, and Galesburg comes out with the victory here tonight. And looks like, actually, the rest of the streaks, it looks like they're coming out. They're going to have a practice now, too. But there won't be everybody because, as Coach said, he mentioned Lily's a little banged up, and I see her carrying a bag of ice with her. We got Grace with ice on her knee. Of course, Riley. Unfortunate as we come down the home stretch here, the injuries and what was a really promising season. It's not over by any means, but it's going to be a whole lot tougher when you've got some of your better players down with injuries. All right, we'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our post-game stats. And also we're going to be naming our Day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up in just a bit. Streaks win at 55-44. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mr. Blowhard, we're reviewing Dave's Auto Body.
Well, if they won our Ultimate 10 Stars of Excellence Award, they better be good. Let me see their file.
Oh, they're very good, Mr. B.
Just how good?
Well, a lifetime warranty.
Impressive.
They teach other body shops how to do it right.
Really?
Over 40 years of excellence, plus rapid processing technology.
Huh?
You get your car back real fast.
Oh.
Perfect every time, Mr. B.
People, we have a winner.
Dave's Auto Body.
10 Stars of Excellence.
You better call Dave.
He deserved 10 stars.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory. 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show with immigration attorney Renata Castro. We'll look at the president and immigration policy. We'll see you right here.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Streaks went it here tonight, 55-44, the final score. Streaks outscored the Chargers 10-8 in that final quarter. All right, well, let's start running down some of our statistics. Streaks were led in scoring by Abby Endoff. She had 13 points, 3 threes, and a couple of twos, a couple of rebounds, and a steal to go with that. 10 points for Kiara Kilgore, 4 baskets, 2 for 4 from the line, also had 5 rebounds. Armani Rivas off the bench with 7 points, a 3, a couple of twos. She also had 8 rebounds and 1 steal. 9 points for Abby Lingefelter on 4 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line, also had 5 rebounds, a steal, and a block. Lily Hudgens also 5 points on a 3, a 2. She had a couple of steals, a rebound, and 1 block shot. Lauren Livingston, 4 points, 5 rebounds, and a steal. Audrey Peck, 5 points on a basket, 1 for 1 from the line, also had a rebound. Mentioned Armani, 7 points. 2 points for Camellia Schwartzman on 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Streaks, 5 three-pointers in the game, 8 for 13 from the free throw line. The Streaks turned the ball over 18 times in the ball game. Let's see, Orion, 21 turnovers for Orion. They were led in scoring by Haley James, their 6-foot senior. She had 17 points on 8 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. She was the only player in double figures, 6 for Courtney Farwell on 3 baskets, 5 points for Marley Lillibridge on a basket and 3 for 3 from the free throw line, 5 points for Mary Moore on a 3 and a 2, 4 points for Ada Swanson on 2 baskets, 3 points for Riley Filler on a 3-pointer, 4 points for Jenna Drish on a couple of baskets. The Chargers, a couple of threes, 4 for 7
from the free throw line. And again, 21 turnovers for Orion, 18 for the Streaks. The Streaks were 8 for 13 from the line, 5 three-pointers in the ball game. Well, we'll take our final timeout, come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Tricia and Mark Thomas discuss why it truly is the greatest kindness to pre-plan for your family.
On top of the difficulty of just navigating the early days of grief, loved ones have to try to determine what the person they've just lost would have wanted.
It can be overwhelming, to say the least.
At Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, we offer pre-planning services that will ease the burden on your family members in the wake of your passing.
Just because you pre-plan doesn't mean you have to prepay.
Pre-plan today at Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks winning here tonight, 55-44. The final score over the Orion Chargers. Galesburg 10-3 on the season. Hey, you're playing against the varsity. It's a varsity game, right? It's varsity players. That's what counts. Streaks with a win, 55-44. Now 10-3 on the season. Tomorrow night, of course, we'll host the Quincy Blue Devils. Saturday will be on the road in East Moline to take on the United Township Panthers. All right, our final order of business tonight to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And this tough one, it was a tough early start for the Streaks. But, you know, I'm looking up and down, and really a couple of players kind of sparked a little bit of a comeback, and the Streaks pushing out, outscoring Orion 22-11 in that second quarter for a 30-22 halftime lead. And those two players just really sparked it early on. One of them not able to get a shot to fall, but then came back in that second quarter. In fact, hit three shots in a row. Two of them were three-pointers and a two-pointer. Ended up leading scorer for the Streaks, Abby Endhoff, with 13 points, and she hit three three-pointers in the game and had 8 points in the first half, all in that second quarter to spark them. Then off the bench, young lady Armani Rivas came in and was just all over the floor. She had 7 points. Those were all in the first half. She hit a three-pointer. She had 8 rebounds. She had a steal as well, and those two players really sparked the Streaks here tonight in that second quarter to get them out to a pretty good lead. So it's Abby Endhoff and Armani Rivas are our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Players of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, tomorrow night, the girls hosting Quincy, the boys at Quincy. Will have a little bit earlier start on 92.7 FM, the Laser. For the girls, it'll be a 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock scheduled start. Boys, about a 7:10 pregame, 7:30 scheduled start tomorrow night from Quincy. Thanks to Will Stevenson, our studio engineer. Tom Ayrton saying good night from the fieldhouse at Galesburg High School.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.